Good evening, everyone. This is the May 3rd, 2022 Township Council meeting. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with a certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. The township continues to use a remote meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as part of the township's ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment centers. In order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion, please raise your hand. This can be done by either through the Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt or request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute. Upon being unmuted, you should begin to ask any and all questions you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you will be muted again and the council or administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the town council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individuals may also submit written comments to the township clerk up to 48 hours prior to the meeting to be read by the town clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. Ms. Cedar, could you please call the roll?
Councilman Bullard?
Here, please mute it.
Councilman Bullard, can you unmute yourself, please? Councilman Bullard?
Here.
Are you here? Councilwoman Cahill? Councilman Kahn?
Here.
Councilman Rouse?
Here.
Councilman Shaw?
Here.
Councilman Uren?
Here.
Council President Lombardi?
Here.
Mayor Brian Waller?
Present.
Business Administrator Timothy Dacey?
Here.
Township Attorney Rajveer Goomer?
Here.
Deputy Township Clerk Kelly Mitch?
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, the Township Clerk.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Could everyone please join me in the flags?
States of America.
Yes, these
were
all.
Thank you. One nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Number five are comments from administration and council. Do we have any comments regarding the adjournment of any matters on the agenda from the council members? Seeing none, we'll move to number six. Number six is open to the public for comments regarding the consent agenda items only. Again, this is the public portion for any comments regarding the consent agenda items only. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. And please remember, please state all of your questions and then we will follow up with answers. So if anyone would like to speak at this time for any of the matters, we are now open to the public regarding consent agenda item.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
David Akins, Ambrose, Ali Lane. Good evening, Council.
Good evening, David.
Item 11B. 11C. Elaborate on that a little bit.
Could you repeat that?
11E for echo. Elaborate on that a little bit. 11M for mic. Is this for the entire township or is this certain location? 11N for November. I want to know, MRO, is that an acronym or a name? Last one is 11W, whiskey. What's the difference in that item O?
Are you done, David?
I am.
Okay, so that's 11E as in Eddie, M as in Michael, N as in Nancy, and W as in whiskey, correct?
Yes, it's W making reference to item O. They sound similar, so I just like to know the difference between this.
Oh, W and O. Okay, Mr. Dacey, you want to follow up with those for him, please?
Sure. So 11E is a shared services agreement with Middlesex Borough. Their court administrator is going out on maternity, 18 weeks of maternity leave beginning in July. So they're asking us to have our court administrator fill in for her and they will reimburse her salary up to 10 hours a week. Our administrator did speak with the administrator in Middlesex, and they've come up with an arrangement that she'll be able to do it. So we're just authorizing that. 11M is by just catch basing, castings, inlets, and manhole covers. We normally just keep a supply of them, and when we need a replacement or for a broken part on it, we just go into our garage. So we're running low on replacements. So we're just ordering more catch basin castings, inlets, and manhole covers. 11N is for to pick up supplies and cleaning supplies, industrial supplies from Granger for up to $40,000. And W is for parts for trucks, and there's W and O look similar, but they're different vendors. One is Norsha and one is Campbell. And they both have different vehicles that they sell parts for. So we're buying parts for both from both the vendors. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you for that clarification, Mr. Dacey.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised at this time.
We have now closed the public portion. We'll move to number 7, which is an ordinance under second reading, second amendment to ground lease at communication site. This will be open to the public. It's an adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, an ordinance authorizing a second amendment to the communications site ground lease with New Singular Wireless PCS LLC, was introduced on the 12th day of April 2022 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 15th day of April 2022. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on May 3rd, 2022, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval, in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2022-06.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. We'll now open this to the public because this is a second reading. For each comment portion, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive and hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you will have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. So we now will be open to the public for number 7, which is an ordinance under second reading.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hands raised for this agenda item.
We will now close the public portion. May I have an offer, please?
I'll offer that, Councilman Kahn.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Yep.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Bullard?
Here. Yeah.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes. And the ordinance passes. We'll now move to number 8, which is also a second reading, amending Chapter 12, Parks and Recreation Areas, Section 8, Piscataway Recreation Utility. This will be open to the public. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 12, Parks and Recreation Areas, Section 8, Piscataway Township Recreation Utility, was introduced on the 12th day of April, 2022, and had passed the first reading and was published on the 15th day of April, 2022. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on May 3rd, 2022, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2022-07.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. We'll now open this to the public for number 8, which is an ordinance second reading. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by pressing the phone, pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you will have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. We're now open to the public for number 8, the ordinance second reading.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Aikens, Campbell's Valley Lane. For number 8, is there a cost involved with these parks? And if so, what is the cost?
I can take this one, Council President.
Thank you, David. Our township attorney will answer that for you.
Yeah, David, this ordinance isn't for any fees associated with it. It's actually just to clarify, the recreation utility is an independent utility and they are authorized to set up their own fees. However, we had discussions with the state and they would like some verification by the council in regard to same. So we just modified the ordinance and the code to reflect that the council will do a advice and consent agenda resolution for any fee changes in the future for the recreation utility.
Thank you, Raj. Anyone else?
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised at this time.
The public portion is now closed. We'll now move to number 9, which is an ordinance second reading, amending chapter 2. Sorry about that, guys.
Offer.
Can I have an offer?
Offer.
Consider an offer.
Thank you. And the second was from Councilman Aaron. Could you please call the roll?
Councilman Bullard? Councilman Bullard, you have to unmute yourself, please. Councilman Bullard, please press star 6 to unmute yourself so I can get your vote. Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes. We'll now move to number 9, which is an ordinance second reading, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 13, Department of Finance. This will be open to the public and adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 13, Department of Finance, was introduced on the 12th day of April 2022 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 15th day of April 2022. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on May 3rd, 2022, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2022-08.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. We'll now open to the public for number 9, the second reading on this ordinance. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. We are now open to the public for number 9.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hand raised with regard to this agenda item.
Thank you. The public portion is now closed. May I have an offer for this ordinance?
I'll offer that, Councilman Khan.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Councilor, I'll second it.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Bullard? Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes. Number 10 is an ordinance first reading, the revision of the YMCA membership fees, a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled An Ordinance Authorizing the Revision of the Township of Piscataway YMCA Membership Fees be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by a remote meeting format on the 9th day of June 2022. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar.
Council President, this is Raj. Just wanted to give the council some backup on this. There actually are no changes on the YMCA membership fees. This is actually a codification ordinance requested by the state. This is for those non-resident fees that were actually increased back in January. So there are no current changes at this time.
Thank you for that clarification. Does anyone have any further questions from the council?
No.
Seeing none, may I have an offer?
Offer.
A second?
Second.
I think we have a mouse speed to swallow out on that one.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Bullard? Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes first reading. Number 11 are the consent agenda resolutions. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Seeing none, may I have an offer to accept the consent agenda?
I'll offer that, Councilman Kahn.
Thank you. May I have a second?
I'll second, Reverend Rouse.
Thank you, Reverend Rouse. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Bullard? Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the consent agenda passes. Number 12 is a proclamation, Municipal Clerks Appreciation Week, May 1st through the 7th, 2022. And I believe the mayor is going to read that for us.
Thank you, Council President. I'd like to read this. As local government has grown in responsibility and the importance throughout the nation's history, so has the role of the municipal clerk. And whereas in New Jersey, the clerk occupies one of the most important and exacting positions in municipal government. And whereas the office of the municipal clerk has many statutory duties, which include acting as the secretary to the governing body, chief administrative officer of all elections, custodian of records, and issuance of various licenses and permits. And whereas the municipal clerk serves as the information center on functions of local government and community. And whereas municipal clerks have pledged to ever mindful of their neutrality and impartiality, rendering equal service to all. And whereas throughout the persistent health emergency, the clerk's office has turned to technology and continues to serve the needs of the public. Now, therefore, I must be resolved that I, Brian Waller, the mayor of Township Piscataway County, Middlesex, State of New Jersey, recognizes the week of May 1st through May 7th, 2022 as Municipal Clerks Week, and further recognize our own Ms. Clerk, Ms. Cedar, and Deputy Clerk Kelly Mitch for their vital services they perform and their dedication to the residents of Piscataway. And I want to add on a note, Council President, if I may, with the additional burdens that are being placed on the clerk's office over the last 6 to 7 years, not just here in Piscataway, but statewide, it has become a very hard position to fill. So when there's a retirement in a clerk's position in town, there's not that many people going in to study to be municipal clerks. So there's going to be a brain drain, so to speak, in that position throughout the state of New Jersey in the coming years, because it's not an easy position to be in with all the technology and also the workload and the new state statutes that are being promulgated by the state every year. So I want to thank Melissa and Kelly again for all their hard dedication work that they do for the township residents and to the rest of their colleagues in this program. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you. And I also thank you on behalf of the council. Thank you, guys. We'll now move to number 13, announcements and comments from officials. Councilman Ballard. Councilman Kahn.
I want to echo the fine words the mayor said about Melissa and Kelly. Many members of the public probably know they do a great job because they see them. You know, when you come into town hall and you need something, they're the folks that that you see. But a lot of the folks don't know what goes on behind the scenes and how much information they're able to gather and provide to us. You know, everything that you see on the agenda has got to be organized. And they do it really well. I could spend an hour just patting them on the back for all the work they do. But they're the really the unsung heroes of municipal government, and they make it work. And I greatly appreciate all that. I've been on the council a long time. I've worked with Melissa a long time. Kelly, not as long. And I appreciate all the work they've done. I just want to take the moment to thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Kahn. Reverend Rouse.
No comment.
Councilman Shaw.
I have one comment. In the morning today, there is a senior center, the vaccination, and I was there. And a lot of people appreciate because it's right in the next door of senior center. And everybody happy that we have in the house vaccination service. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Earn.
Yes, I just want to make one comment. May 14th, we're doing Jackie Robinson Day up at Green Acres and Little League. We're going to have baseball games up there, alumni high school game up there. There's going to be food trucks. Ceremony begins at 11 o'clock. I think it's going to be a really good tribute to Jackie Robinson in the line of baseball. And it's going to be a great day. Hope everybody comes.
Thank you, Councilman. Mayor?
Thank you, Council President. I want to echo what Councilman Shaw just said when I was at the Senior Center. I did receive my second booster today. I think the Visiting Nurse Association managed to pull out the biggest needle to give to me. My arms actually is a little sore. So, but anyway, I want to thank the Visiting Nurses Association. They've run the last two vaccination clinics here in Piscataway, one at the community center and one at now at the senior center. And they had nothing but high praise for the staff over there and also at the community center when they were that they wish all the places that they do vaccinations were as organized as Piscataway is. Thank you, Council President.
I want to add one to one thing because the doctor was there and she say, if anybody want for the home service, you can contact them. I have number and they can go to their house and they can give a vaccination there.
Thank you. Thank you, Kapil. So if anybody needs to have the vaccine done in their home, they should contact you for the phone number, correct?
No, I can give the clerk office and they can just provide them. Yes.
Thank you. Very good. Very good information. Thanks.
Council President, if I may add very quickly, I would be remiss. I want to thank the council for approving the consent agenda tonight because on that consent agenda was the reconstruction of Winterberry Circle and also Ethel Road, which many folks in the North Stoughton region travel. We will be putting now multi bike lanes, paths there next to where the Board of Education property is connect up into Edison Township. And that's in conjunction with the contract that was awarded to reconstruct Justice Street over in that section of the town. And as a side note, we are also in the process to finally do the milling and paving over in the Irishtown section of Donnell and Brewster in Middlesex, hopefully starting next month, as well as Locust and a couple other streets over in that area. So the engineering department of Public Works are playing catch up because we had some of the contractors that do the block work for the reconstruction of these streets It was very challenging because of COVID and having not enough employees to do the work. So we're playing catch up this year with a lot of the milling and paving throughout the town. And I know as Councilman Earn seen Adam Street and also Leslie finished out over in his ward along with Ann. So things are starting to come together. And after speaking with the residents out there, they really appreciate the improvements that are taking place within their local neighborhoods. So thank you, Council President.
Council President, I have a...
everybody's going back.
Well, I really have a question. It's kind of a... It's a politician's question. It's a comment wrapped around a question. But, you know, since the beginning of the pandemic, I think Piscataway has really taken a leadership role. The mayor worked tremendously hard to get a testing center in the deep, dark days of COVID when there were no vaccines and folks were kind of grasping around in the dark to find a way out of it. We've really always been in the front. And these vaccination centers that we've run, these programs we've run, have been terrific. We've done a bunch of them at the community center, at the senior center. I don't know what the total, the American Legion did one or two of them. And we've really been, we've done a great job around town. It's one of the things I'm most proud of in the last 2 years. But my question is, Mayor, are there more, if there's folks out there that have still trying to get a booster, still trying to get a COVID shot, you know, they're not that internet savvy, like some, you know, not everybody is. Are we going to be having more of these? And can you maybe provide a little more information to the public? Are we going to have some more vaccination days at either the senior center or the community center coming up?
Absolutely, Council President. We were working on an office. I know Mr. Dacey and Dana in the office are working with the Visiting Nurse Association to maybe have another round at that. So.
Excellent. Thank you. And folks could probably, if they have, they don't know or have a question, they're not internet savvy, they can call Town Hall, Tim, and get some information.
Yes.
Thank you.
We're working with the Visiting Nurse. The organization is anticipating in their conversations with the state and with the CDC that in the fall, there's going to be a combined booster for the original coronavirus as well as the variants that we've seen. So I think they're trying to encourage everybody to get boosted now, and then in the fall, do a big press on getting boosted with the new vaccine that comes out. So that's what we're really working with them on.
Thanks.
Thank you, everyone. Now, any comments from our business administrator, Tim Dacey?
No, nothing.
Township attorney, Raj Kumar?
No comments, thank you.
And I'll follow up. Just a couple items for your calendar between now and our next meeting. We do have the Fireman's Memorial Service on May 26th. That's a Thursday evening out at the Fireman's Monument. We do have the Street Fair coming up. That's on June 11th. That's a Saturday. May is also Mental Health Month. The state of people's mental health is really tough right now, and it definitely needs to be acknowledged. And lastly, none of you guys made any mention of this. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. If it wasn't for them, we all wouldn't be here. And they have one of the hardest jobs of anyone. So happy Mother's Day to all of the moms out there. And all you guys didn't even make mention of your moms. So on that note, we'll now move to the agenda session for June 9th, 2022. We'll have an ordinance second reading, revision of the YMCA membership fees. We just went over that with some clarification from our township attorney. Any questions or concerns further? Seeing none, we'll have a resolution authorizing a return of escrow fees, DG Facility Solutions, LLC, Block 1301, Lot 2.03, 2200 New Brunswick Avenue. Questions or concerns? We'll have a resolution authorizing the return of a cash bond, A.T. Ferraro Developers, LLC, Block 6305, Lot 7, 6 Wyckoff Avenue. Questions or concerns? Seeing none, resolution 2022-2023 liquor license renewals. Questions? And lastly, on the list will be a resolution authorizing a municipal lien for the abatement of public nuisance, Block 3101, Lot 16. It's at 600 William Street. Anybody have any questions or concerns on those?
I have a general question. Is the June meeting going to be a live meeting or on Zoom, Council President?
I think we'll have to have a discussion. I haven't heard any change, but it could possibly happen. But I guess the attorney and our business administrator will discuss that, and we will all find out what's happening with that.
So we've got plexiglass for the dais that we have on order, which we're hoping to get in soon. And we also have purchased the cameras for the broadcasting, which will be installed permanently. And we're waiting for those to be shipped so they can get installed. So I think we'll have a decision within the next couple of weeks. A lot of it's gonna depend on getting the cameras and the plexiglass.
Thank you for that clarification. Anybody have any further questions? We will now go to the open public portion for any comments at this time. Number 15, we are going to go open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you'll receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. We are now going to be open to the public, and please state all of your questions and then we will answer after. Thank you. We're now open to the public.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hello, Evan Shigosky, 280 River Road, here in Piscataway. I guess my first question was partially answered. Every executive order in the state of New Jersey in regards to COVID has since either expired or rescinded. The health emergency has also expired and been declared to be over. And I would just like some clarification as to when we, the taxpayers, will be able to access the municipal buildings without appointment and to have meetings in person yet again. I did attend a council meeting without plexiglass in the borough of Dunellen last night. It'd be nice to have the same here in Piscataway. My next question, Councilwoman Lombardi, last night or yesterday afternoon, we had yet another EMS advisory council meeting. It is the third one that we've had since its inception. And for whatever reason, it seems as though none of the advisements made by the advisory council have made it to any council meeting agendas. We'd like to know what the status is on that and why they're just not making it to the council meeting. The last thing, and I know it's a touchy subject, is the chief of police has been now sued for a fourth time. We have information that, you know, the mayor had gone to the police department after Officer Abode had settled a case for nearly $2 million in regards to misconduct and stated that this will not be tolerated again. The PBA has gone ahead and reached out, is my understanding. And from what those of us in the community have been led to believe is that the answer from the township was that Mr. Dacey advised the PBA that essentially the officers who had filed the suits as plaintiffs are to stay away from the officer who is the chief of police, who is the defendant. We don't think this really protects our officers. And we'd really like to know if you have any comment on four lawsuits in less than 3 months against the chief of police and what's being done to protect our officers that we care so much about in their workplace. They deserve to feel safe the same as anyone else. Being that you want all of our questions up front, I will yield my time. I have nothing further to add, other than happy Mother's Day, as Councilwoman Lombardi stated. Thank you to all the mothers out there that put up with all of us children.
Thank you for those comments. Since some of those things are litigation, I'm going to pass these on to our township attorney.
Yeah, sure. In regard to the last one, in regard to Chief Mosier, Chief Mosier's had a 33-year record of outstanding service to the township. Of course, we take all allegations seriously. They're being investigated by the prosecutor. I think actually those internal investigations are winding up. I don't want to confirm either way yet, but I think they are being closed out. I think the resolution of those is that they're being closed out without any actual further investigation. So there is no issue with Chief Mosier. He's not a danger to the public or his staff. He's an exemplary officer and has been an exemplary police officer for 33 years.
Council, if I can comment, I recognize this litigation and I am a lawyer, but lawyers would always say don't comment. And I heed that advice, but I want to make a comment or two. Because I've known Chief Mosier for over 30 years. I know him, I'm friends with him. He's been to my home, I've been to his home. I know his children, I know him well. I served as a volunteer firefighter with Tom Mosier. I'm not at the police department. I don't know what goes on every day. I can only say that I'm a lawyer that does employment litigation. I've done it for 30 years. Folks make all sorts of allegations. Lawyers on behalf of individuals make all sorts of allegations, and we'll see how they're sorted out at the end of the day. But there's been those in for their own political motivations have made suggestions that the township government takes some type of a knee-jerk reaction every time an employee makes a complaint. I don't know statistically what the numbers are, but I'm willing to bet you in the 500 and some odd municipalities we have around the state of New Jersey, probably every chief of police has been sued by a police officer making some allegations. I can say, having done litigation involving police officers for a number of years, there's a lot of it. A lot of it is real and a lot of it is not real. So our responsibility as a municipal government is to allow the process to work itself through. But on a personal level, I know Tom Mosier well, and I am very comfortable with him in that role. And I'm very comfortable with who he is as a person. And I'm not saying that as a lawyer, I'm not even really saying it as a member of the town council. I'm saying it as somebody who knows the individual for a long time. So. Let's see how it plays itself out. Again, I caution members of the public. There are folks that have their own agenda. Their agenda, wait and see what the facts really are before we all make some decisions. So I know Raj would probably prefer we not comment, and that's probably good advice. But I've seen some of the nonsense online and some of the comments from folks that have their own motivation. Who they don't care who they attack or what they say, if it benefits them. And this is a man I know, and I wanted to make those comments. So I'll say no more, but that's my personal view.
Thank you. And I believe we already answered the, moving forward with opening up our municipal building and the council meetings. I believe we answered that in the last go round. And as for the EMS council, I believe there was one item that is supposed to come to the council. So I will look into that with Mr. Dasty to see when we will be moving that forward. So I hope we answered all of your questions. We'll now go to the next person.
Council President, so Evan sometimes he sees his purpose on the committee as advocating for himself and for River Road and not really contributing to EMS services throughout the town. So I can assure you that there's been nothing taking place that the council needs to act on. You've gotten all the minutes, you've been to, I think, two of the three meetings. The purpose of the council is to make recommendations. Most of those recommendations can be carried out just by the service providers that we have. The idea of building this council wasn't to create another branch of government that would then get the municipal council involved in running response times and responses for ambulances throughout the township. So I think that there may be a misunderstanding of the role. I can tell you really briefly that we did go over yesterday the fourth quarter of 21 and the first quarter of 22. The fourth quarter of 21, there were 1,160 dispatches of ambulances in the township, and we only had to use mutual aid 9 times out of 1,160 calls. And in the first quarter of this year, which is January, February, March, there were 1,164 calls for ambulances. All of them got answered. We only needed in this quarter 8 mutual calls. So the 3 ambulances that are here providing 24-hour service are for the most part handling 99% of the calls, if not more. They were a little bit busier in January due to the spike in COVID. There were actually 10 jobs during January that went over above the 3, but that's come back down to its normal range. So we've had 3 meetings of the EMS committee, and I think that what we're supposedly discussing there and working with each other is working well. Evan has a different point of view, and he expresses that at the meetings.
Thank you, Mr. Dacey, for that clarification. And I agree, they are working very well, and the service is also working very well. Thank you so much. Anyone else?
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Tammy?
Yes.
This is for Tim. Tim, you responded to this question at 11D on the consent agenda. What I didn't hear is how many patrol cars are we referring to, and what type of upfit are you making reference to? That's it.
Oh, 11D. I didn't.
Is that all your questions, Mr. Akins?
Yes, that's it.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, Mr. Dacey.
It's for 7 cars, and what they do is the lights, and they put the cage in the back to keep the prisoners separated from the police officers, the lights, the sirens, all that. That's what these are for 7 new cars.
Thank you very much.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hi, this is Jessica Cradeville. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Jessica. State your name and address.
Yeah, that's Jessica Cradeville, 1247 Brookside Road. And I was just calling in to express my concern as a citizen about the 4 lawsuits made by 3 members of the police department against Chief Mosher. I know this was brought up by a previous member of the public, but it's something that's very concerning to me, especially the nature of the allegations regarding discrimination on the basis of gender and someone's national origin, as well as officers being passed over for promotion for whatever reason. And I'm just very concerned about how this presents to the rest of the county and New Jersey about the quality of the township that we have here in Piscataway. I think Piscataway is a great place to live, and I would like to see a lot of positive press about Piscataway and not lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. And I can appreciate that whichever member of the council that was thinks that he's a great guy and knows him for a long time. But with members of the council running for re-election with the slogan fiscally responsible delivery of quality services, I find that bearing the cost of these lawsuits defending a police chief who has been accused of very serious allegations may not be in the best interest of the township. And I consider it the duty of the township government to consider very strongly if this person should remain in the position, if it's going to detrimentally impact the reputation of the Piscataway Township and our fiscal responsibility. Defending someone in numerous lawsuits is very expensive, and I don't see a good reason as a resident to bear that cost on the taxpayer dime. If there is someone who could do the job and not be accused by three officers of in four lawsuits. And I understand that you're probably not going to comment on it, but I would encourage you very strongly to make decisions to the benefit of the township residents and not to our good friends on the police force, Chief Mosier or whoever it is that you're all friends with, that you think it's a great idea that this guy stays in power. That's going to conclude my comments. And I hope that you'll appreciate that this comes from an earnest position and I'm not acting on my political, personal agenda. I don't
Thank
have
you,
nonsense
Mrs. Cradivo.
Agenda.
Your 3 minutes are up. And I believe that we did address some of this at a prior person that was open to the public, but we will elaborate with our township attorney on that one.
Yeah, I'll just request the council again not to make any comments. This is pending litigation and investigations. I will say, though, that, you know, the township does take all allegations seriously. At the same time, you know, the township shouldn't act, irrationally, that, you know, everybody is, just because it's an allegation doesn't mean it's true. We go through the process as is required. We refer it to the Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office. They do a thorough investigation. They come back with a determination, and that's when the township will consider actions if there needs to be any. But just because allegations are there does not mean that there is just cause. We go through the process, we do thorough investigations, and then the township will make a determination from that.
Thank you, Raj Kumar, our township attorney, for that explanation.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised at this time.
The public portion is now closed. We'll now move to number 16, which is an adjournment. May I have an offer, please?
Council President, can I jump in for a second? The last caller basically said positive press. I'm very proud of what this town has done, especially during the pandemic. We were one of only a handful of towns in the state of New Jersey to not have furloughs or layoffs. As a matter of fact, we're stronger stably and also financially since then. And you know what? That says a lot. I mean, and a lot of national magazines and organizations have recognized the hard work that this council has done, as well as other people within the municipal government. So for those two individuals that got on and were taking shots, and let's just face it, they're partisan agents of the opposing campaign running for council. So let's lay the cards on the table. And it's okay to question representatives of the government, but let's just lay the cards on the fact that they are acting as agents of the government. So the real question I have is then is that, you know, how is it that they have never asked some of the people that they are basically supporting why somebody that they ran was indicted by a Middlesex County grand jury? You don't hear anything about that, or why one of the candidates that are running on their slate was kicked off Twitter for imitating the Piscataway Twitter account. So I think they need to look themselves in the mirror on that one. And with that, okay. I want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day.
Can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting, please?
Motion.
May I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor, say aye, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Everyone have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.